So we are joined here by Nathaniel the Prospect Wood. Nate, how you doing, man?
I'm very well, thank you, mate. It's good to be back. It's good to be back home and, you know, back on the winning column and enjoying it. So
absolutely, yeah, man. No, pleasure. How was Abu Dhabi, mate? From what I saw, it looked awesome.
Mate, it was unreal. It was a very weird experience, but it was good. You know, it was very enjoyable and, you know, it's an experience that I'll remember forever for sure. But yeah, it was odd. You know, it wasn't
absolutely
the usual type of fight where you can, you know, even post-fight, it was all very weird, and especially not to have a crowd there, but you know, it was a very cool experience, and I enjoyed every minute of it. You know, the UFC looked after us, the people in Abu Dhabi, you know, they were amazing. Everyone was, you know, super friendly and helpful, and literally, I felt spoiled, you know. We was kind of left to just fight, you know. They were kind of like, just stay in your room, stay in your workout rooms, and, you know, once you fight, you're done. See you later.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there was no kind of... it wasn't like we had a list of things to do, you know. We was just, honestly, everything was catered for, and yeah, you know, I can't thank them enough for such a cool experience.
Sure. So what? How's it been in terms of your training since like the lockdown restrictions have started to ease up a bit, even just going out there having to quarantine for a while? What was that experience like for you, and how did you kind of, how was training leading up to the bout?
Leading up to the bout, it was good. You know, my training, I can't knock it. We had access to the gym, and where obviously we weren't allowed to have as many numbers, you know, I got a lot more specific time with my coaches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the self-quarantine stuff when we got to the island and before we got on the plane to the UK, that wasn't great. You know, it wasn't enjoyable. We had to still stay in our rooms on our own, but you know, I took a skipping rope and, you know, shadow boxed and was able to just get a sweat on as such, just to try and help get the weight down. But,
yeah,
you know, other than that, my training for the fight went perfect. I got a cut above my eyebrow 3 weeks out or 4 weeks out, which was a bit of a, shit, you know, I might have to pull out of this because I had to have 4 stitches.
Right.
But luckily, you know, I didn't tell anyone about it. I trained with a mask on and was able to just protect it for those weeks leading up to the fight. And, you know, obviously didn't catch it in the fight, so it's good now. And
absolutely.
You know, I'm just glad I still was going there and compete and, you know, get back in the winning column.
Yeah. So was that your only hindrance going into the fight? Because I know we were speaking last week and you said that the weight cut was a little bit hard. Was that just because of, basically, because we had COVID before that? Or was there any other issues that were going into it?
I think it might have just been a few things adding up, just, you know, like we had to spend 48 hours before going on the plane in our room. And, you know, I still was able to train, take a skipping rope and stuff, but you know, I wasn't able to burn as many calories as I normally would.
Yeah, sure.
On the lead up to that week, you know, even when we was out there, we had to do a couple of room workouts and stuff. So, you know, I think it might have just been that. It just meant that I had to lose a little bit more in the sauna, which does take it out of you. But you know, I obviously still, I always make weight, and you know, come fight night, I'm always very comfortable.
Absolutely. So
it's just a drag, you know.
Well, yeah, last time out, you fought John Dodson and things didn't go your way, but we spoke about that and you said that you wanted to rectify this and put on a performance, and that is exactly what you did against Castaneda. How did that feel to kind of not only get it back in there and get the win, but do it in the way that you did? I believe you set a personal best for your strikes in the matchup. What was the big change for you?
I think it was just going in with a better mindset on competition. You know, in the Dodson fight, I didn't feel like I was outskilled. I didn't feel like he had anything that I couldn't handle. It was just, I think I was too hasty and got caught. And that's what fighting off emotions can be a lot of the time, you know. So I felt like going into this fight, I had to fight more smart. I had to use my brain more. And that's what I think I've lacked in the past. You know, I get into that fight and I give my opponent the benefit of doubt by playing that 50-50, let's scrap kind of mentality. And this fight, I played it smart. You know, I used what my coaches wanted me to do, you know, the game plan. They wanted me to hit and not get hit. And that's exactly what I've done. You know, I didn't have any bruises on my face after the fight. So, you know, I don't, unless he hit me pretty hard that I forgot, you know, I've come away with no damage whatsoever.
Yeah.
Except for a bruised shin where I was kicking him.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was in a 15-minute fight, you know, so hats off to him. He's one hell of a fighter because I was hitting him with some serious shots and he was still coming. But yeah, you know, going into that fight, I just knew that I had to play it smart and had to be more sensible with the decision-making during the bout. And, you know, hats off to my coaches, that's what I did, and obviously we got the win nice and comfortable.
Absolutely. So, initially, you were due to fight Umar Nurmagomedov. However, obviously, due to the passing of Abdulmanap, Umar withdrew through that. How did you feel about the idea of facing the 12-0 undefeated prospect? And I think that would have been Umar's debut as well. How did that feel to kind of have that taken away?
If I'm honest, obviously both guys, John and Umar, they're both debut guys.
Mm.
You know, which for me that's not really something I wanted because, you know, I'm 3-1 in the UFC. Beating a debut guy, you know, it's not anything amazing, you know, it's not exactly going to push me up the ladder very much. But I was coming off a loss and I just need to compete. So who am I to say, you know, hey, I don't want a debut guy, or, you know, I can't impond certain guys when you're coming off a loss. Or that's how I feel anyway.
Sure.
Obviously, when Umar pulled out, John took the fight on 3 weeks' notice. Mm. So, you know, I couldn't exactly say, hey, no, UFC, I want, you know, someone that's been in the UFC a lot longer or anything like that. So, you know, it was what it was. I had to just compete, get back in the win column, and that's what I did. But now, you know, now I'm back on that winning ladder. You know, ideally I'd like to push up in the rankings. So, you know, I'd like to try and get someone that's ranked higher than me on my next fight. And, yeah, just start working my way to UFC gold, you know, that's the main plan.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, obviously, fighting Umar would have been good in regards to he's a big name. But, yeah, you know, ideally, I feel that, you know, I would rather now go in there with someone that's, you know, ranked a lot higher.
Yeah, and I was wondering if you could shine any light on the situation. So, it was a bit of a strange thing beforehand. Cameron Els, or Cam Cheeder as he calls himself, said that you had agreed to fight him and that he was just waiting for the contract to come through. And then I think it was your good friend and your training partner, Ash Grimshaw, who commented saying that it's not going to be Cam and it never was going to be Cam. So Ash said to me that you were offered 5 opponents from the UFC. Can you shine any light on who they were, but also what kind of happened with the whole situation with Cameron Els?
Yeah, so I've got Cameron Els' number because I know him personally.
Okay.
And he messaged me the night before I got offered John and said, hey, like, you know, I've been offered you, mate, let's do it, you know. And I was like, oh, cool, like, mate, okay, like, yeah, that's no problem, let's do it. And then he's like, I said, are you sure? Because I said, this is the first I've heard of it. Like, I haven't, my manager doesn't know nothing about this, and, you know, and it's a bit unusual to kind of be told by the opponent that he's been offered me before the UFC have asked me. But yeah, I just kind of took it with a pinch of salt. He said, yeah, you'll be offered me tomorrow, accept it please, bro, you'll get a few names. And I was like, if I'm honest, man, I said, I've never been offered more than one name by the UFC, but yeah, I said, if I get offered you, I'll take it, because I know him personally, and you know, it'd be cool to be able to help him get in the UFC as well. The next morning, I get offered 5 names, and he wasn't one of them,
right.
Which is a bit awkward, you know.
Yeah.
I had to kind of message him and say, look, bro, you know, with due respect, I haven't been offered you, and I've been offered 5 guys, so I'm not sure where he was getting that information from. I'm sure he's not lying, you know, he's obviously been told by someone, but yeah, you know, he was never offered to me. And that's pretty much it, you know, I'm not sure what he was being told or whether he
Maybe trying his luck, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know, but I won't get a say, you know, it's not like I can turn around to UFC and say, hey guys, you know, I don't want any of these guys you've offered me.
Yeah, cool.
Don't give me this guy, you know, I'm not Conor McGregor, you know, I don't really get a say in anything like that, so...
Yeah. Well, the 5 that you were offered, were they from the UFC or were they all debutants or...?
I think they were all debut guys.
Ah, okay.
Because all 5 names, I didn't know any of them. But when Brad my coach, messaging me all the names through, he said straight away, he said, look, I think this guy would be a good matchup. And straight away, I just said to him, mate, I am not looking through five different people and looking through their fights. So I just said, look, you go with it.
Yeah.
You, whoever you want me to fight, I'll fight. And John Castaneda, you know, he, out of all of them, I believe he was the one with the best record.
Yeah, 17-4, which was really impressive coming into that.
Yeah, and I'd seen a couple of his losses, and if I'm honest, there's no way that he lost those fights. So he's actually, I think, better than his record says. But yeah, you know, I just let my coaches, because for me to flick through, you know, if I watch eight tape on every one of them guys. I just do my head in. So, you know, I just said to Brad, look, mate, whatever you think, if you've already looked up this guy and you think he's the one for me, cool, let's accept it. And, you know, next thing, it was all agreed, and it was John Castaneda that I was fighting.
Fair enough, mate. So, another thing I don't know if you shine any light on, a strange rumour came out that both you and Jack Shaw had rejected bouts with Peter Yarn's cornerman. Do you know what that was all about?
No, so I'm assuming that his cornerman must have been one of the guys in the list.
Right, okay. Yeah. I'm saying, because I know Graham Boylan said the exact same thing. He obviously manages Jack, and he said none of that's true either. So there seems to always be these kind of politics involved.
As I say, I got offered five names. Hadn't heard of any of them, out of all five of them. But as Brad sent me those five, he said, hey, Dave, you know, I've been offered all five of these guys. I think this is a good matchup, blah, blah, blah. This stylistically, I think, would be better for us. And that was it. And then as soon as Brad just said that, I hadn't even looked at John Castaneda and already agreed it. I said, yeah, it's my, at the end of the day, I trust my coaches.
Absolutely.
So, you know, but yeah, I never turn anyone down, but if I'm honest, he's probably just trying his luck and trying to use me to get to the UFC. But at the end of the day, bro, I'm not gonna. Why would I turn a debut guy down? It's not because I'm scared, you know what I mean?
No, exactly. And as you said, mate, you're in the UFC. You don't need to prove anything. You're there. Yeah. So
yeah. So I'm not actually sure who his cornerman was, but you know, I was originally fighting Umar Nurmagomedov, who's 12-0.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can't imagine that he was a better debut guy than that. So. Yeah.
So who is next for you? I know you said that you'd like someone ranked higher. Is there any particular name you'd like, or if, for example, if there was a time that maybe it might be a short notice fight, would you be willing to take that as well to get into someone who's in the top 15?
Short notice fights are always hard for me because I do walk around quite heavy.
Cool.
You know, it's not easy for me to cut down to bantamweight.
Yep.
So, you know, it's hard for me to take short notice fights because of that. If I'm honest, I would really like a rematch with John Dodson. You know, that is, if you said to me now, what fight do you want? That's what I want. You know, I feel like I go in there again, I beat him quite comfortably. So, you know, why wouldn't I want that? But I know that, you know, he's not going to give me that, and he has no reason to. So, you know, I'm not going to say anything like, you know, oh, you're scared or anything like that, because yes, on paper he has beaten me, but that's the fight I would like. And I do kind of think, why not? You know, I can only imagine that John Dodson's fighting now just as, you know, get a paycheck. So yeah, you know, hopefully I can build up some wins and eventually get that rematch. If not, then I don't have anyone really that I'm super kind of interested in. I think I watched the Chito Vera fight and Sean O'Malley. Potentially the winner of that would be cool.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you, what do you think of that bout?
I think it's a good bout. It's a good bout. You know, I'm very excited to see how that's going to plan out. And if I'm honest, I have no idea. You know, I think one minute I think, oh, no, I think Chito's going to win. One minute I think Sean's going to win. So, you know, I really wouldn't be able to judge. If you said to me, put a bet on that, it would be a 50-50 bet. So yeah, you know, other than that, I'm not really too fussed with a fight. I really wanted to get the guys that are going to push me up the ladder. In the same sense, you know, I never turn a fight down. So if the UFC ring me and say, hey, we want you to fight this guy, cool. At the end of the day, I get paid the same amount of money. So, you know, I won't ever turn down a specific person.
Absolutely. But it's safe to say somewhere down the line, Vera or Sugar Sean would be someone you'd like to fight.
Yeah, I think that would be cool. You know, I think it would make a good matchup. Obviously, me and Chito have had a bit of back and forth in the past, and obviously Sean O'Malley's at the moment on a tear, and he's a huge name. So, you know, that would obviously do well for me beating him. But yeah, you know, the main fight that I would love if I had any choice is a rematch with John Dodson.
Mm. Now, sometimes I like to try and play a little bit of a matchmaker, although I'm not a great one. A few good fights I think would help, like, progress with yourself. I think Ricky Simon could be a really good fight for yourself. I think he's top 15, and he seems to be open to fight with anyone. And then you've got other people.
Is that the one that Uriah Faber knocked out?
It is indeed, yeah. Yeah,
mate. Like, anyone, you know. Is he ranked higher than me, do you know?
Yeah, I believe he might be 15th, or he might have just dropped out of the rankings. But I think he just beat Ray Borg, so he might have jumped back into it. But as I said, he's definitely in there, in either the top 15 or just on the edge of it. So I think that would be a good bout. I also think someone like Rob Font would be a good fight. I think Rob's ranked 10 at the moment.
Rob Font, ranked 10. Okay, yeah, Rob. But I think I had not really a back and forth with him, but I think we had a bit of Twitter comments a while back on the London card. I think he said that he'd step in, and I said, let's go, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, cool. Mate, so that's what I mean. Ricky, Rob Font would be two good fights, and they're both one above each other, so then you beat them. I also think somewhere down the line, I'd love to see you against Rafael Assunção, because obviously he's a legend of the game. I think he's ranked 6 at the moment, and I think you two would put on a really good match. I think he showed against Cody that he can have a good fight.
Yeah.
And as I said, the style that you bring as well, I think you two would put on a very good performance.
Yeah, mate, the bantamweight division at the moment is stacked, you know.
Mate, it's scarily good.
To think of how good the guys are that aren't even ranked yet.
Yep.
Even myself, you know, I'm not even ranked.
Yeah, exactly, man.
You know, it just shows how much talent there is in the division, and that's exciting, you know. It excites me, and I'm proud to be a part of, which I consider the most talented division in the UFC. You know, so there are so many matchups that we could make.
Which ones can be made?
Yeah. Which one can be made, and for me it's all dates, you know. If like, there's a lot of times where Chito Vera said he'll fight me, but then every time I said date, he was kind of, you know, I can't do that date, and,
yeah,
you know, I don't know whether that was excuses, but for me, you know, yeah, let's get it on with anyone in the UFC. ideally, I want to fight, you know, end of October or November.
That'd be good.
That would be perfect. So if someone can fight me at that sort of date, you know, then let's get it on.
Absolutely. Another thing I just want to talk about on the card on the weekend. So, a big thing for me was I wanted so many of the former Cage Warriors guys to win on that. Just obviously being from the UK as well, and being the people you followed and growing up watching. Now, it wasn't the best night for the former Cage Warriors guys. I was wondering, what was your thoughts on the Jai Herbert stoppage and overall, like, say, the Reese McKee fight?
The Jai Herbert stoppage, I thought the ref should have stopped it before. Them extra shots weren't needed.
No, I totally grasped down with that as well. That.
And the Reese McKee fight, that guy, he fought a beast, man.
It's Kimaev, yeah.
Yeah, he's an absolute beast. And I know a lot of people that train with him and who know him personally, and you know, they were saying that this guy is, you know, he's a different talent. So, you know, that was obviously a real hard fight for Reese McKee to take on a week's notice. But I'm glad Reese McKee's in the UFC now. You know, he's a really nice kid. And, you know, I think he's really talented. So I think you're going to see, you know, him go very far in the sport.
I totally agree with you, mate. I think people might miss him now, thinking that, obviously, because of what happened in that, I think it was the full round, he just didn't get a strike in. But people shouldn't sleep on him. He's a great fighter. Cage Warriors produced some fantastic talent, so I think they've definitely got a bright future ahead of them. And as I said, they just had a few. Jai and Reese had a hard bout. So now,
yeah, exactly. And the thing is now, when you get to this level in MMA, everyone's so good that anyone can win on any given day. You know, a lot of it can just come down to luck. And I guess it's all just the harder you train, the better you are, the more chances you've got winning. But, you know, with 4 ounce gloves, all you've got to do is land a good shot and that's it. You've won the fight, and, you know, or a submission or whatnot. So, you know, if Jai Herbert fought that guy again next week, it could be a complete different outcome. And, you know, that's kind of something that people, I think, forget about in MMA. You know, they look at it as, oh, this guy beat this guy that night, so he must be better. And, you know, that really isn't the case sometimes. No. It just can come down to, you know, game of inches.
Exactly. No, I totally agree. Well, just before we sign off, mate, talking about one more massive talent who's coming through, and I know you train with him, Mohamed Mokhaev signing with Brave Combat Federation. Now, that's another guy who I think in his amateur career is 23-0, a bantamweight coming up. Is there anything you can shine on him in terms of how what he's like to train with at times, and in general, what the future's going to hold for him?
Yeah, mate, he's just a super, super talented kid, and he's very hard-working. You know, he deserves all the success that he gets, and, you know, I think you're going to be seeing him, you know, very soon in Brave, and, you know, he's going to be smashing through these guys, I think. You know, he's super young as well. He's got so much, you know, he's not just a talented guy that's, you know, getting on a bit. He's so young in the sport, and, you know, he's so skillful for his age that, you know, he's really going to go far in this.
Yeah, now, I know, I believe you're probably, what, 6 years older than Mo? Maybe seven. Now, that's not actually a massive difference. You're still young in your career here, but how much do you reckon he can learn from guys like yourself or training with someone like Brad as well, who has been in that division and done everything?
Well, I think he would do well with us because, obviously, you know, I'm not purely a striker, but obviously striking is my kind of, you know, my thing. And Mo's an amazing wrestler. You know, that's his main game. You know, he's more of a grappler. So, you know, I think that I can help him the areas that he may not be as good at, and vice versa. He's going to help me with my wrestling. You know, his wrestling is better than mine. So, you know, I can learn a lot from him, and, you know, the stuff that, you know, I can help him with, you know, I think would help him just go to that next level and, you know, become an even better fighter than he is now.
Absolutely, man. I totally agree. Well, look, before we sign off, is there anything else you wanted to put out there at all, mate?
Just thank you to everyone that's been sending me messages, supportive messages. You know, I honestly feel like I've got the whole country behind me at the moment, and, you know, it's hard sometimes to get back to everyone. So just, you know, everyone out there that is sending me messages, and, you know, it's I do see them all, so, you know, I appreciate it.
Well, mate, I certainly don't know a fan in the UK who's not behind you, mate. So thank you for everything you do, mate. Thank you for joining us on the show, and we look forward to seeing you fight again, mate.
You're welcome, mate, and thanks for having me as always.